Oh, it's so cold today. It really, really is. So this morning I took Sarypuss to the vet. She's been okay over the weekend, making funny noises. Basically, poor little mite, she has ringworm and fleas. She's actually the reason why Mama Puss had the flea crap on her fur the other day when I took her in for a shot. Fortunately, the vet was really good, actually. He originally thought it might be something like mites and stuff. But then he got out this little sort of like dark light ultraviolet wand thing. Runs it over the lesion she's got on her back. And he's like, I don't know if you can see this, because he knows I'm partially sighted. He's like, there's tiny little sort of ringworm on her. You can see them fluoresce. So he showed me. And they were like, it's like little tiny pieces of quartz in sand. Just the tiniest little blue shininess. And yeah, basically she's got ringworm. I get the impression this is kind of technically all my fault because I haven't been giving her the stronghold for the last couple of months because I've been rather poor. And I listened to my mama, which is really stupid. So yeah, she's gonna recover. It's nice, easy to cure basically. She's only got the one lesion, so it's fine. It's basically like a human yeast infection, so the sort of vets like will just go and get some canister and use that on her. You know, I would get the impression that there was a kitty version. It was very expensive, so. But yeah, it just charged me sort of 30 quid for the consultation. Sarypuss was not happy with being taken on the bus, or she's very odd when she's in that box. She doesn't sit, she lies on her back, and you see this like paw sticking out, and she kind of uses them like sort of holding onto the bars. It's very weird. And then she moans at me and is like, well, you're on your blinking back, cat. Why can't you sit up properly? So she wasn't best pleased with the sort of thing, but the vet was very nice to her, and he sort of looked her over, and apparently she's very healthy, ringworm and fleas aside. The stronghold should kill the fleas. I'm going to make an effort to try and brush both of them regularly, stronghold both of them regularly, and he clipped her claws so she couldn't stab me, which was even better. So yeah, it wasn't too bad, and I felt awful because I'm like, didn't I see you the other day? My other cat's like, yeah. Oh dear. But so it was great. I mean, I got Sarypuss back, and I'm like, I can't carry you anymore, you're heavy. Put the box down once we get back on the estate, and she totters home and follows me. I'm like, thank you, because you're heavy. But yeah, she's quite healthy. She's not overweight or anything. She's not fat. She's just a big cat. So she's happy. And I just feel vindicated because I've been feeling really awful this weekend. Like I've been either been making a mountain out of a molehill or that I've somehow been the world's worst cat owner. You know, my vision doesn't help because I couldn't see that she had this giant great lesion on her back. One. So, you know, it should be pretty okay. But I've come to the conclusion once again that I should, in future, listen to my gut. If my gut, make the damn appointment. Watch Indiana Jones now. The girls are next door being cute and fluffy, and they like lying on each other at the moment. So, oh dear. Long day, long day. Anyway, bye.